This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each week we discuss the creative industries in Washtenaw County and explore the myriad of ways it affects our quality of life and our economy. My partner for this feature project is Deb Pollack, and Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And good to see you again.
It's always a pleasure to be here, David. And today we're bringing it home. We're bringing it right here to EMU's campus. We're pleased to welcome Susan Badger Booth, Professor Susan Badger Booth, to the studio today. And Susan is the director of the Arts Management and Administration Program here at Eastern Michigan University.
Welcome.
And they're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year.
And she's here. Congratulations.
Absolutely. She's here to tell us about it. So, Susan, tell us, what is arts management and administration?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for the invitation and helping us celebrate here. Arts management administration is both an undergraduate major and minor and a master's program here at Eastern. It's really an emerging field, and the arts management program, the undergraduate program, is one of the oldest undergraduate programs in the country.
What does it serve? If we put it out into a practical job in the community, what does that turn into?
That's a great question. So students come to us with a deep interest in the arts, and it's multidisciplinary. So we have students that are interested in radio, TV. We have students who are interested in theater, in visual arts. We have students who are interested in gaming, you know, you name it. They're interested in everything. And they're preparing to either do generally one of two things. They're either preparing to get into the nonprofit arts and cultural field, like Deb does, or they're interested in more of a commercial vent. So opening up a recording studio, having their own gallery, or even representing themselves as an individual artist. Some of our students do that as well.
As a matter of interest, Deb, is this a path that you followed to get to where you are today?
Well, actually, I'm a graduate of the program.
Oh, there you go.
Susan called it an emerging field, but it's 40 years old, so it's been emerging for a while. But what prompted the start of this at Eastern 40 years ago?
Yeah, good question. Our program really came on the heels of the creation of the National Endowment for the Arts. And as you know, Deb, that's the federal funding program for the arts in the U.S. When that was created in, I want to say it was
1965.
No, thank you very much. 65. There would be a growth of both supporting organizations and actual cultural organizations throughout the country. So before that time, the arts and culture organizations often sort of focused on the coasts. So there was a lot of activity in California, a lot of activity in New York on the East Coast. But what this program would do was make arts and cultural opportunities and programming more accessible to folks throughout the country. So that's why our program was started. It was started by a professor by the name of Ken Stevens, and he had been schooled in arts management in Cincinnati. And he took this position at Eastern with the intention to start an arts management program that would prepare students, prepare a workforce for this emerging arts and cultural sector, or the further development of. You know, certainly in our area before 65, there were cultural organizations, but we knew that there was going to be a great growth, and there was.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about educational and social value of a collegiate arts education, and we're doing so as the Arts Administration Program at Eastern Michigan University turns 40 years old. Our guest is Professor Susan Badger Booth.
So essentially, the Arts Management Program responded to the need for professionals in the field.
Absolutely.
And jobs, you mentioned a lot of interests that the students have, but what kind of jobs evolved in that field?
Well, you're a great example. So running an arts, a local arts alliance, and you're one of several of our alumni that actually do that, both in the region, in the Midwest. We have impact all across the country. So a lot of our students are interested in working in that nonprofit art sector. So they either run organizations, they're marketing for these organizations, maybe they're doing fundraising, program development. But we also have students that are deeply involved in the creative entrepreneurship sector. So they act as arts entrepreneurs, and they have started their own businesses. There are local students that do event planning, deep event planning, and run festivals, local alumni that run festivals in our region.
Susan, frequently people think that what we do and what we know is the art side of it, but this is really deeply ensconced in the business aspect of the arts and business school.
Yeah, so maybe that gets into how the students are prepared.
Right.
Our students come to us with this deep interest in arts and culture. So maybe they have played an instrument or performed in plays. Maybe they're a visual artist. But we want to add the business side to that. So our undergraduates actually need to pick up a minor in business. So they take classes both with us, where we talk about community engagement, fundraising, program development, and then they also go over to the business school and they get the business side, the business angle.
How important is passion in seeking out and choosing this field? I know that when I started out and I was looking to get into radio, I was flat out told, you're going to work for minimum wage and you're going to do that for a long period of time and you may or may not ever make money at it, so you better love what you do. What kind of money are your students walking out into as they graduate?
That's a good question. I think it's very dependent on the positions that they pick up. But our students are very successful. They land jobs even before they graduate. There's an in-depth applied learning component to the program where students need to do an internship. And often those internships move right into work for them.
That's what happened for me, and it was absolutely planned that way.
Yeah.
So how's the field emerged over 40 years?
Well, I think that when we started out, we were very focused on the nonprofit sector. In the last 15 to 20 years, it has moved more into creative entrepreneurship, and that's a really exciting area. And we feed that through a collaboration with the entrepreneurship program over in the business school and offering students many more applied learning experiences.
Give me an example of a few of those.
Well, we've got a very developed a student organization called Amplifying the Arts, and those students in that organization really drive the bus. They decide what the programs are. They decide what the partnerships are, and they really create their own programs, and they get this experience while they're here on campus so that when they get out of school, they've got experience initiating. Starting something from scratch.
I think over the course of our conversation, we've kind of covered a lot of the creative elements. I want to talk a little bit about impact. Can you paint a picture if we remove these programs, not only from Eastern, but from around the country, what we would be looking at in terms of arts and culture in our communities?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, David, I just got back from the Americans for the Arts Conference, and new statistics show that 4.9% of gross domestic product. So that's the new number. So let's just think about
pretty healthy impact.
Economic development aspect of it, but really think about the community impact. I think that's one of the things that Susan and I are both pretty passionate about. Wouldn't you say, Susan?
Yeah, I would agree on that.
It's all about our communities. It's all about the impact on our quality of life and quality of place.
Well, and access, too. Creating access for everyone to have the same level of arts educational programs, arts programming, so that everyone has access in our community to these top quality programs that we have to offer here in the area.
Education dollars are becoming more and more difficult to come by. So as you celebrate the 40th anniversary, what do you anticipate the arts administration program is going to look like at 50?
Oh, good question. You know, we have a really strong undergraduate program. We have a slightly smaller master's program. So right now we're kind of focused on how to not redevelop, but add value to the master's program, and again, make it more accessible to students all across campus. We're looking at how we can attract students who are already here on campus in arts majors to stay around and spend another year or two to get that master's so that they can really get the full value of their arts undergraduate degree.
And just in case any of your students listening, Deb, are you hiring?
I'm always looking for interns, that's for sure. Susan, thanks for sharing with us. You mentioned a number of us that are working locally, but you also have students that have graduates that are all over the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got quite a population in Asia, in Korea, in the Philippines, in China, Hong Kong, Beijing. We also have students, alumni that are working in Central America, really all over the country.
EMU, creative impact across the world.
Indeed.
Susan Badger Booth, thank you so much for your time today. It is much appreciated.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation, David.
Susan is a professor of Arts Management and Administration Program at Eastern Michigan University, and it is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Deb Pollack, what do you say we do this again next Tuesday?
Absolutely.
That is Deb Pollack, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for the weekly feature, Creative Impact. To access the Creative Impact Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.